In that time. We'll see what happens. Bruins with a preseason game against the Rangers tonight. Pats with their only practice of the bye week today. More on that coming up. But the big story today is the weather all around the state of Maine, particularly in southern Maine. And to get an update on that, we're joined on the Tiller and Ride telephone line by Jared Pelletier of WGME in Portland. What a day, Jared, huh?
Oh, you've got that right. Good evening to all of you listening. Yeah, I've got to tell you, I've been working with WGME just about a year from now. And I am from New England originally, so I'm no stranger to how quickly weather can turn here. But I personally have never seen rain come down at the rate it did for as long as it did down in downtown Portland. Just lots of street flooding, a lot of different issues. And to have that coincide with the time, it really was incredible to watch how quickly things changed today.
Well, we were saying a moment ago, University of Southern Maine closed early. Pictures, of course, out in social media of what was going on at Whole Foods, but it looks like it's pretty much a citywide and a region-wide problem. What's the count right now? How many inches have fallen so far in Southern Maine?
I just checked with Charlie a little while ago. I know here in the Portland area, at least up until 2 o'clock, we had about 6 inches of rain just here in Portland, and at times, some of the downpours we had were about an inch an hour. And obviously, you've seen those pictures that you're talking about. A lot of the people listening in right now have also seen that. One area that I was at was this area in the Portland Pier. And at that same time that that the tide came in, it was near this oyster restaurant. It's usually a common flooding spot. And sure enough, once that tide came in, the entire section of that Portland Pier was underwater, 6-7 inches at least. And it really didn't subside for at least another hour or two until after the tide had really come and gone.
We're talking with Jared Pelletier of WGME in Portland. Are you getting any reports yet, Jared, of residential problems, neighborhood problems, anybody who at this point has been forced to evacuate?
To be quite honest, I can't fully speak to the full number of residential issues that we've gotten. I know it's been busy for a lot of us, but personally, I've noticed maybe one or two coworkers that have even dealt with a few flooded basements and things of that sort. So I can only imagine as time goes on and more information becomes available that the number of people that are dealing with this in their own homes, apartments, and businesses is surely going to creep up there. It's definitely going to be something to keep an eye out for.
Well, and even here in eastern and central Maine, where we haven't had quite as much rain, travel in some places is very tough to navigate, to reports of a mudslide along the Dedham and Ellsworth line. And even in the city in Bangor, where there's been some construction work, a lot of areas washed out there. How is just getting from point A to point B in Portland right now?
It really, for now, it really does seem like it's gotten a lot easier than what it was at the height of this, right around noontime and a little bit after that. But during that time, whether you were in downtown or you're on the highways, it was incredibly slick, so it was slow moving because of that. And just the sheer amount of puddles and ponding that you saw. For those of you who might not be familiar with Portland, I was on this section called Commercial Street. It's a really built-up area, very popular, a lot of businesses, and you had about 7-8-inch puddles at the base of Commercial Street that these cars are coming through. It's just something you normally don't see there. So you imagine that, imagine the amount of foot traffic and vehicle traffic that's normally there, and it was definitely not an easy commute for pretty much anyone in this area today.
But as of this hour, the rain has let up a little bit there?
Yes, it has definitely let up a little bit, and I know our weather authority team is going to continue tracking it through the evening just to make sure there might not be any other issues. So, of course, we'll have all of that latest information coming up on our evening newscast at 5 and 6.
Well, we appreciate you making time for us on this busy day. Jared Pelletier from WGME in Portland, thanks so much, and good luck weathering the storm as it continues.
Oh, thank you for having me.
14 minutes.